for this week's edition of Kentucky Bred, presented by the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development and Breeders Incentive Funds. And a reminder that awards up to $3,000 a race are available from the Kentucky Breeders Incentive Fund for winning an allowance or maiden special weight race anywhere in the USA or at Woodbine Racetrack. And awards up to $4,000 a race are available for winning a non-graded stakes anywhere in the USA or at Woodbine. And that, trust me, is just scratching the surface. I'm going to tell you about more incentives right after this conversation with Billy Morey, who in 2019 made that decision to relocate his stable from his home state of California to Kentucky, and it has definitely paid dividends. Billy, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Let's start there. Let's talk about making that decision, because obviously there are so many incentives available for folks that race and breed and compete in Kentucky, but you made the decision a few years ago. How come?
You know, my wife and I were, we had stables at that time at Golden Gate and at Santa Anita. And, it was just kind of, you could see there was a trying times out there. It was the winter of 2019 when there was a lot of breakdowns out there, unfortunately. And, there was a break in the racing schedule and, lots of things going on that just seemed questionable out there. I think they've rebounded okay out there, but we just thought it was a good time. We thought we were still young enough to make a bold move, and we moved to Lexington, Kentucky.
What have you noticed since coming to the Bluegrass State in terms of the program and the incentives and all those types of things that you've now been able to take advantage of?
Obviously, the KTZF fund, you see it in the purses, you know, it almost doubles the allowance purses, and it almost bumps the claiming purses about 25%. So it's just an enormous boost for the Kentucky bred horses. Obviously, you know, we'll still have a random Cal bred or a random Florida bred maybe here or there, but we have like 90%+ Kentucky breds in the barn.
How much have things changed since you first got to Kentucky 5 years ago?
A lot. My initial plan was to stable at the old Turfway, if you will. You know, that was the plan, was to try to break in at the old Turfway. I had been to Turfway years ago, ran a horse in the, we won the Battaglia in 2011, I think it was, yeah, with a horse named Positive Response, and we decided to stay for, at the time it was called the Spiral. It was 500,000 back then. And we got beat by a horse, you might remember, Animal Kingdom won the Spiral that year and went on to win the Derby. We got crushed in there. We sped to the lead and stopped. Anyways, I went back to Golden Gate. I've told this story a few times. And all the guys at Golden Gate, they don't move anywhere, like, ever. They just stay there. And they were all kind of intrigued by me coming back here just for those couple stakes. And they were all like, how is it back there? And at that time, 2011, I said, you don't ever want to end up at Turfway Park in the winter. I said, it's freezing cold. The purses are terrible. Everybody's broke. Everybody's depressed. I said, it's terrible, terrible, terrible. Well, here we are, 12, 13 years later now, and, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. So what was that, 8, 9 years post that trip? We are fighting over stalls here at Turfway Park. I mean, it's about as competitive as anywhere in the country I've ever been to get stalls. It's the demand is extremely high. So it's changed a lot for sure.
Yeah. And I mentioned some of those incentives and awards that are available. You mentioned the KTDF funding. How much, whether it's Kentucky or anywhere else, how much do those types of programs help trainers who, let's face it, aren't winning grade ones every single week? How much do they help those trainers that are just really grinding things out?
Well, it helps a ton. I mean, even on the lower level claiming races, you know, you're running for anywhere from a 20 plus thousand dollar purse to a 30 plus thousand dollar purse. You know, a lot of circuits, that's an allowance level race, you know, and then the allowance levels where you're running for 70 plus thousand. I mean, gosh, it used to take you years to build up a barn to run for $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 purse races, you know, and now you're running for them almost every night if you're running in any of those races with Kentucky bred horses, KTDF eligible horses.
You know, we talked about the reason that you made the move. What's the reason that you and your family have stayed in Kentucky? I'm sure there's more than just the money.
Well, I don't think my wife would leave Lexington for anything. We actually love it here. We have a small little farm on the north edge of Lexington. My wife loves it. I love it. It's a really beautiful place to live. Obviously, it's a little more cost-effective to live, although things are going up back here, too. But, you know, we were able to buy a small place for what we thought was a pretty reasonable number, and we're real happy here. And the racing, you know, also, of course, the Kentucky's our focus, and the KTDF runners are our focus, like I mentioned. But also, we have options to ship to places like Indiana, you know, Ohio, even New York. We're pretty centrally located where we can ship almost anywhere back here.
Talking with trainer Billy Morey as he prepares to saddle Revella in the Queen Stakes at Turfway later today. Revella 10-1 on the morning line. We heard the call of her allowance win 3 starts ago last November. Since then, she has been third in consecutive races. She gets a rematch with a couple horses that beat her in the Wishing Well Stakes last time out. Tell me a little bit more about Revella and why you think she can turn the tables later today.
She's a really nice filly. I've had her for a good 2.5 years now, and she's been a very productive filly. She got through her allowance conditions, and we thought maybe try her sprinting because she had, I think it's more the surface here than the distance. She really likes the Tapeta surface here, and I think she'll kind of run almost any distance on it. We were lucky to get her some black type last time. She was third in the stakes, so she'll forever be a black type mare now. And we're hoping to get her a stakes win. I think this one looks awfully tough. Frankly, this race came up, I think, tougher than the last one, really. Obviously, BG Warrior ran super well last time. She's a good filly. I've run against her numerous times. But there's a lot of new faces showed up, and it's a very contentious race.
Billy, you mentioned the black type angle with this 5-year-old mare. Expound on that just a little bit more, because people hear trainers say that all the time. Why is that so important?
Well, for her future as a broodmare, she'll always be now a stakes-placed mare. She'll show up as a black-type stakes-placed runner, and, you know, if she's ever in a catalog for sale, or if she ever has any foals that are in a catalog for sale in the future at Keeneland or Fasig or wherever they may be, you know, she'll always have that behind her. Again, of course, the goal is to get her even a stakes win, but we're taking it one step at a time. We've got the stakes placing under her belt, and we're hoping for more.
You put blinkers on her today. Tell me why.
Just another shot to see if we can, improve upon, you know, the third, trying to make that third into a first. we thought it might not hurt keeping her a little more focused. We breezed her the other day with the blinkers on, and she seemed a tad more speed on her mind maybe. So we're kind of taking a shot there.
Well, Billy, good luck with Revella and all your runners competing at Turfway and everywhere else. Good luck this spring and this summer, and I'm sure we'll be catching up again soon, my friend.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, that is trainer Billy Morey. Join me next Saturday here on the Equine Forum for another edition of Kentucky Bred, presented by the Kentucky Thoroughbred Development and Breeders Incentive Funds, providing awards up to $5,000 and $7,500 for winning a Grade 1, Grade 2, or Grade 3 race anywhere in the USA and in multiple countries, and awards of $200,000 allocated to the top 20 claiming horses in Kentucky with the most claiming wins in the Bluegrass State. That's a big deal. Breed them, raise them, race them. We all win with Kentucky Breds.